Tips for volunteering while on vacation.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. There are a few names for this phenomenon of mixing volunteer work with vacation, including voluntourism. Here with tips for mixing the two is Wall Street Journal contributor Glenn Rufinock. Glenn, I know this is a popular idea, but I have to confess it's one I find a little bit confusing, so maybe you can tell me. If you work while you're on vacation, is it still a vacation?
That's a good question. I think some of these volunteer vacations or voluntourism activities can be very difficult. A lot of work involved.
Yeah.
A lot of sweat. But also, people just find these trips to be amazingly gratifying. You're just doing some great things to help people, or to help the environment, or to help wildlife. And it's interesting. I think, especially as people get older, boomers in particular are a big driver of these vacations. They often have more time, and especially if you're retired, and typically they also have the financial resources to take these kind of trips. So, yep, they definitely can be hard, but also extremely rewarding. And it's also a case where on a lot of these volunteer vacations, you're not working necessarily full time. You might be working in the morning. You might be doing a few hours in the afternoon. And then the other time you're traveling, you're seeing the area, you're getting to experience the culture, the environment. And so it's not always 40 or 50 hours a week or more.
Okay, so let's go through the list that you put together for the paper, starting with one of the pioneers in this space, Global Volunteers.
Yeah, this is a group based in St. Paul, Minnesota. They've been doing volunteer travel for a number of years. You're right, one of the pioneers in this area. And their focus is tackling hunger, poverty, and educational needs around the world. You can literally go around the globe with global volunteers. So for example, and to get back to your original question about some of the things that you might be doing with global volunteers, you might be providing prenatal education, or you could be building and repairing community buildings, or teaching English classes, or tutoring students in math and science, or helping with diabetes screening and eye exams. So, you know, that gives you kind of the flavor, kind of the sense of how rewarding these vacations can be.
There are a few conservation-minded volunteer vacation groups out there. In your piece, you note Biosphere Expeditions. Also, the Sierra Club does this.
We'll start with Biosphere. This is a group. They have offices around the world. Their offices in the United States are in Longwood, Florida. This is a group that's focused on wildlife conservation, which I think is really interesting. So, for example, among the group's current offerings, you can track the wolf population in northern Germany. I didn't know there was a wolf population in northern Germany. You can study elephants in Thailand. There's a diving expedition off Malaysia where you're studying the coral reefs. And again, this is a good example of you're not going to be necessarily diving all day in those coral reefs, but other parts of the day, other parts of the vacation, you're going to be exploring Malaysia. Sierra Club is just a terrific outfit, founded in 1892. And the reason I like Sierra Club so much is they have often activities or volunteer efforts that you can do in your own backyard, and that might just last a day or two or a weekend. You don't necessarily have to give up a whole week of vacation to do something like this. So they have projects across the country, and then their local chapters have projects as well. So for instance, in this year, you could help restore a Civil War battlefield in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, which is just gorgeous country. You can help preserve an island off the coast of Maine. You can work on repairing backcountry trails in the Northwest in Idaho. You could, this also gets a little bit into wildlife, you can explore the manta ray population in the waters off of Hawaii. So those are two great organizations, Biosphere Expedition and the Sierra Club.
You're actually getting me excited. I'm ready to go look at these two. It's a thing to take my kids to go see and do. Another environmental group that made your list is the Earthwatch Institute.
Yes. I like this term. They describe their volunteers as citizen scientists, which I think really goes to the heart of the matter. You're helping out. If you volunteer and get involved with Earthwatch Institute, you're really getting involved in environmental research. For example, some of their expeditions are protecting whooping cranes and coastal habitats in Texas, or studying killer whales off the coast of Iceland. And I think Iceland's become a very popular destination in and of itself. But yes, another great organization, the Earthwatch Institute, they're based in Boston in the United States, also offices around the world.
How about Cross-Cultural Solutions? What do they do?
This is a group based in New Rochelle, New York. You can volunteer in Central and South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. They're really focused on improving health, education, economic opportunities for women, for children, for the elderly. You could be involved in teaching. You can be involved in building. Again, health surveys. This focus on women, children, and the elderly, I think, is wonderful.
We're talking with Glenn Rufinock about volunteering while on vacation, and you're listening to Journal Report from the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Plus, save time by completing security questionnaires with Vanta AI. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ. That's VANTA.com/WSJ.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Glenn, did anything surprise you researching this piece?
I think how passionate people become about these trips. We talked to people through the years who just decided to try this, or a friend or a relative said, you got to give this a try, and they were reluctant. Or again, you don't think of this as a vacation. You don't think of this as relaxing. But it is amazing. Once people try one of these volunteer vacations, they really seem to get hooked. They really get hooked on this idea of using their time to give back. And so we find people who sign up every year with the same group and go back again and again for a different trip or a different experience with the same group. But I think that was really interesting how hooked people get on these volunteer vacations.
My family spends a lot of time in Maine. You just gave us something to do while we're there.
These trips are really good, or can be really good, intergenerational trips. We talk about taking the grandkids to Disney World or the family on a cruise, but you can do the same thing with these groups. You know, you can take your kids and grandkids to a Civil War battlefield in Virginia and help restore that battlefield, and not only see a beautiful part of the country, but do something together that's really rewarding as a family.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Glenn Rufinock. He's a former editor and reporter for us here. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.